opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
LouisvilleFamilyFun.net, and I have some really exciting news. You have been listening to this podcast for nearly a year and a half on Louisville.am and streaming via, whether it's on your, you know, iTunes, or whether you're using your phone, whether you're streaming online via Louisville.am or our website. But let me just tell you, very, very exciting. December 2014, Louisville Family Fun, the website, the business, turns 5. And it is just so amazing to look back at the growth of what I've created with fantastic people over 5 years, and the feedback from everyone about how much it has helped them, how useful it is, how trusted it is, and the amazing things we've been able to do for charity and helping local people and organizations is just so overwhelming at times that I can honestly say I've shed some tears, but I have there, you know, Maggie has witnessed my tears on
We've
occasion.
We've cried together. Yeah. We just love Louisville, so.
I love it. Okay, get it together, people. So this wonderful business that is Louisville Family Fun started 5 years ago. Shocker, people. Stephanie White here, coming to you. I grew up in, you know, suburban New York City. I moved to Kentucky for, you know, my husband claiming it's going to be the greatest place on the face of the earth. And I just trusted him. And now I believe
it. And guess what? It is.
Guess what? Your husband is always right. No.
No. Yeah, we're not going there.
So he was right. And this city has been so amazingly wonderful to me in embracing my business, my ideas, my craziness, my children, my family, and the people that I've met and the people that I've helped, and the business has helped, whether it's a small business getting exposure for an affordable advertising price, or whether it's a entrepreneur saying, I want to give something away and it helps them because it generated business, or the people, the staff members that I've been able to employ through part-time work that, you know, it's helping their family. And I know that Aaron, if you're listening, Aaron.
We love you.
I love you, Aaron.
We love you.
I'm going to cry again. No. Aaron has been inspired to start her own business.
And it's amazing.
And she tells me, and it's humbling to hear that, you know, what I've done for Louisville Family Fun is an inspiration to show her she can do that too, through with her idea. And so I am so excited to talk on this podcast coming up with Maggie that we're going to be celebrating in a big way for Louisville Family Fun's 5th birthday, because, you know, I think that Louisville Family Fun is something to celebrate. Come on, people.
It totally is. Hoorah. Welcome back to the Louisville Family Fun podcast here on Louisville.am. I am your host, Maggie Kimbrell, and with me today, once again, is Miss Stephanie White, the Lou Fam Fun lady herself.
Woo-hoo! Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here.
I mean, I am paying you.
Well, yeah, I mean, that helps. That always helps.
If I pay you, will you interview me?
Will you hang out with me?
I will buy friends. I'm taking applicants.
I'm taking applicants. No joke. I'm not even joking. I'm so lonely, you guys. Okay. So we're talking today about the Louisville Family Fun birthday party. How many years has it been?
5.
5 years. And I've been here for 3 of them almost.
I know.
Can you believe that?
That's crazy.
Wow. So, and you know, when you were doing your intro a few minutes ago, it made me think of another story from the first time we met. So the first time we met, the reason that we started talking was because Stephanie was like, Maggie. And I was like, hey, I turned around. I was like, what? And she was like, no, not you, my daughter. Mm-hmm. So I have the same name as her daughter. And it got confusing, but it was something that we laughed about. And then we became friends. The other thing that I remember from the first time, which I just remembered, and you may not remember this.
Oh, gosh.
You asked me something about, you know, what's your favorite thing to do for fun? And do you remember my response to that?
Oh, gosh, John, I don't know. Drink bourbon?
No. Now
I
know. No. And I was like, there's
smoke
nothing
cigars
to do here.
Oh,
yeah. Do you remember
you
that?
Here, you
yeah,
like,
I grew up here. I'm like, there's nothing to do here.
Did my eyes pop out of my
head? Yeah. Your eyes popped out of your head and you're like, no, no, there's a ton of stuff to do here. And I was like, yeah, whatever, crazy lady. And you have converted me.
I've converted you.
You've converted me.
You're an advocate now.
Yeah, totally.
So you see, some of it is reference. So what happened was I moved here 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved from a tiny little town in North Carolina that had like one metal slide. And, you know.
Ooh, those metal slides hurt in the summertime.
And we had one little library. And it was just an exit on the highway that, you know, people got off at the truck stop. And mm-hmm. literally, if we wanted ice cream, we had to go to Dairy Queen that was at the truck stop. I mean, there was like nothing to do there. Like seriously nothing.
Wow.
You could go to Raleigh and Chapel Hill, or you can go to Greensboro. It's kind of in the middle of that in North mm-hmm. Carolina. But in the town proper, there really wasn't. There were a couple of cute little retro, you know, places to eat, but there wasn't much to do. So when we moved to Louisville, I had like a freak out because there were so many libraries and there were so many options and there's a zoo and
there's
culture.
And I think we take it for granted when we've
right.
been here.
Well, same thing. I grew up in New York and I didn't go to the top of the Empire State Building until I took somebody when I was like 21.
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
Nobody does the touristy things in their own hometown until somebody comes into town and makes you do it.
Right. And so that's, you know, I think... So I didn't start Louisville Family Fun as a business. I started it as a way to just like compile information. I met Jeanette Dunlap mm-hmm. and she had a Google Calendar and I was like, hey, we should do Google Calendar together and, you know, so we can track.
Let's have a Google Calendar party.
This was like when Google Calendars were like, hey, what's a Google Calendar? You can share it. Oh, cool.
Whoa, Google Calendar.
My mind is blown. And so anyway, we started this Google Calendar and then we'd go to play dates and other moms would be like, can I see the Google Calendar? And then I just taught myself kind of maybe we can put it in the website and then other people can use it. And then it grew and grew and grew.
Hey, what's this blog thing? Let's do that.
Right. And blogging was like relatively new. And you can still go to Louisville Family Fun. And on the right hand side, you can scroll down, click on 2009. And you can see our original post.
Wow.
And it's comical. It's like, hi.
I think I've read that. It's Stephanie. I'm going to do everything fun in Louisville.
And I'm going to tell you about it. And you can see how the website has evolved. And so, you know, it's been 5 years. It became a business after 10 months, you know, when we started because somebody came to me and wanted to advertise. That was Heartland Music Together.
Wow.
She came and asked, can I advertise on your website? And I said,
what? You want to give me money?
Yeah. Like,
what?
Excuse me? What? I'm not, you know, that wasn't my idea.
Yeah.
And so then I sat back. I was in my little apartment in Louisville and we're trying to figure out, like, do I start a business and how do I do that? I've never owned a business or mm-hmm. run a website. What are the rules? How do you do this? And so we opened the LLC and I figured that out. And, you know, I basically told her, sure. And then I sent the email and then I said to my husband, how do we do this? How do I put a picture on my website and link it somewhere?
Like, and now you do it in your sleep.
Yeah, I literally knew nothing. And so I've taught myself HTML code. I've never, you know, and I've thought about, people have said to me, you should redesign your website. You should do this. You should do that. And that's wonderful. You know,
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But, you know, I like the simplicity
mm-hmm.
and knowing this is a grassroots. You know, I don't have somebody who designs graphics for me.
Exactly.
I don't, you know, if
we're a bunch of busy working moms.
Yeah.
Bringing you the best in entertainment that Louisville has to offer.
Yeah. I'm going to, you know, my product is read by dozens of
a bajillion. I think we settled on a bajillion.
tens of thousands of people. And, you know, it's fine. I don't need to redesign it. I don't need it to be the snazziest website. The information is what people come for.
The information makes it the snazziest website.
And I think the people that are on the staff. So, yes, it's been 5 years. We've written, I don't know what the current number is. I can look it up while we're doing it.
4,372,068 posts is my guess. No.
Okay. No. But we've written so many, you know, probably 2,000, you know, something like 2,000. So when people, like you originally said to me years ago, there's nothing to do in Louisville, we have written 2,000 things, and we're not running out of things to do.
Right. And there's always something else happening.
You know, and so the website has grown with us. It used to be really catered toward a younger crowd. My children are older now, and so it kind of grows. We've expanded geographically.
And that's one of the things that I really appreciate and like about working for you, is because you actually say to us, to the writers, I want to make sure that we cover all these areas of town. I want to make sure that we have something. Does anybody have any ideas for an older kid? Does anybody have any ideas for tweens? Does anybody have ideas in Southern Indiana?
Children with disabilities.
Exactly.
I mean, everything.
And peanut allergies. And I mean, we cover everything.
All families need to have fun.
Absolutely.
And so we provide that information, and it's really, really awesome. So yeah, that's why I want to celebrate.
Yeah, and we should celebrate. So why don't you tell us a little bit about the birthday party? Do you have anything? You kind of do the secrecy thing on this until you announce it on the website.
I've been teasing. Yeah, it's okay. Out there. So, you know, we've done a birthday party since our very first year.
Yes.
I had a 1-year birthday party, a 2-year birthday party. Mm-hmm. We've done a birthday party every mm-hmm. single year. There's usually a charitable element to it, and I've tried to grow it every year.
And this year you're raising money for Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yes,
is that
and
right?
That has same thing with last year. I've developed, about 3 years ago, I started adopting families from Big Brothers Big Sisters through Louisville Family Fund, mm-hmm. and, you know, raising money or now, because the business is successful, using our own revenue to mm-hmm. donate to these families. And I developed a relationship with them, and I just love Big Brothers Big Sisters as a former teacher, and the value of what the organization does for the community. So I actually work there now because I love them so much.
And they love her so much. They hired her.
I know. So I do both. And so this is my way to continue my business, give back to the charity that I love and have loved for several years. And now I'm employed with that I feel so passionately about, because they are trying to bring fun and experiences to kids that otherwise might not have it,
yes,
through those mentoring relationships.
Absolutely.
And so 100% of the money from our birthday party will go to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
That's fantastic.
Not a portion of the proceeds.
All of it. That's fantastic.
And I don't even, you know, it actually, when people purchase tickets to our birthday party, which is coming in January, the money goes directly to them. Like, I don't even touch it. No middleman. Yeah, we work with their website, and you pay the ticket, and your money goes directly to Big Brothers Big Sisters. And so we are going to have a birthday party on January 11th. So the technical birthday of Louisville Family Fund is December 20th. But
we can't really celebrate that close to. Something else going on.
Yeah, there's some other birthday.
Somebody else has a birthday around that time. I can't remember who that is.
Somebody else has a birthday, and everyone in the world celebrates it. A lot of people. So it kind of takes over, and, you know, I have very little competition. I have very little hope in
competing. Right.
So, you know, I moved it to January because there's, you know, if there's a month.
Well, and also in January, there's not a whole lot else going on.
Exactly.
Because everybody's like,
in the lull of.
Yes. Everybody's sugar overdosed and recovering.
Right. It's literally been since, you know, Halloween, people going out and about and spending
nonstop
money and having gatherings and celebrating. So I moved it to January. It's going to be January 11th at the Clifton Center.
Oh, fantastic. That's a great place.
Right. It is sponsored by Bricks and Minifigs and Heartland Music Together.
Wonderful.
Along with Louisville Family Fun and Commons Community Pharmacy.
Fantastic.
Or your community pharmacy. And we're going to be at the Clifton Center on January 11th from 2 to 3:30. It's an hour and a half program. It's general admission, and the tickets are $5 in December, $6 in January.
I can handle that price hike. That seems steep.
Yeah, it's big. It's big. It's really expensive. So children under the age of 3, as long as they're going to be lap seating,
they have to be sitting on your lap, folks.
Yes, because we want to sell as many tickets as possible, because it's for charity.
For charity.
So if you want your child to have a seat, you buy a ticket. If you think your child will sit on your lap and be perfectly happy, and they're a little 2-year-old bouncing little toddler, then fine. You don't need to buy them a ticket. But anybody over the age of 3 and over is going to need a ticket, because in my experience, I just feel like that age needs a little seat.
Yes.
And so anyway, what's going to happen is it is a variety show. So there's going to be some Steve-O the Magician, and a lot of people are familiar with Steve-O and seen him, but I have asked him to levitate one of the audience members.
What?
So it could be your child.
Oh, no.
That gets levitated on the on the stage. So Steve-O the Magician is going to be performing for, you know, about 45 minutes, half hour, doing a great program. He is so family friendly. I find him entertaining and levitating. I want to see this levitation.
Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing.
And then I have found this wonderful guy from, he's a retired teacher from YPass, and he started a like family friendly band called Jungle Jim and the Monkey Bars.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
So he's going to do some engaging family music.
Cool.
And do a little show. This show in particular is going to be geared towards, say, that elementary school age.
Uh-huh.
That's who will enjoy this show. There will be comic relief with, you know, me and Pow the Panda, my friend, Pow the Panda from Huang's Martial Arts.
Love Pow the Panda.
We'll be doing some comic.
Pow the Panda's kind of a quasi-celebrity around these parts.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I love Pow the Panda. He's so cute and adorable, and he's hysterical. So we're going to be in between all of the different kind of entertainment options. We're going to be providing some comic relief. Pow and I have to chat about that some more so that we can make sure he's, you know, up on his comedy routine. There's going to be lots and lots of prizes. Guess what?
What?
Free popcorn.
What?
Whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So this is cheaper than a movie. Plus, it's interactive.
It's like for real live entertainment, folks. And it's for charity. And you get free popcorn.
Free popcorn and snacks. So your community pharmacy is going to bring popcorn machine, and everyone can get a little baggie of popcorn. Happy Family is going to be there handing out other healthy organic snacks. And it's just going to be an hour and a half of prizes and laughter and fun.
Pure, unadulterated awesomeness.
Yeah. And so, and again, there's, you know, it's all going to charity. There are 450 seats in the Clifton Center. So we want all 450 full of people. There are wheelchair accessible seating in the theater. You know, it's just going to be an awesome way to thank the readers, to celebrate together, to help a local charity. You know, if we sell all 450 seats, $5-6 a pop, that's a good thing.
Chunk of change for the Big Brothers Big Sisters.
You know, at Big Brothers Big Sisters, it takes $1,200 to match a child and maintain that match for a year and support that child.
And people don't realize that. They think it's just like all comes out of the air.
No,
this stuff costs money.
So my goal is to cover two children, you know, through this event.
Fantastic.
So that would be awesome. So yeah, we're having a birthday party, man. It's going to be super fun. I mean, why not?
Yeah, totally. That sounds like a lot of fun.
And, so,
and if I know Stephanie as well as I think I know Stephanie, she's pulling out all the stops for this one.
Yeah. You know, I've thought about some other things that I'm not talking about because, you know, they're not
locked down yet. Okay,
and
I gotcha.
And what's a good birthday party without some surprises?
Yes. Always full of surprises, that's Stephanie.
I can't tell you everything, but I encourage everyone. So what you're going to do is you're going to go to Louisville Family Fund, and if you click on Louisville Family Fund Experience Series, that's where the tickets can be found. We'll have a banner on the front part of our website as well that you can click on.
It's at the top.
We'll be making a post about it. I'll be obnoxiously, but in such a nice way, telling you all about it on social media, you know.
And if you want to stop hearing about it, just buy all the tickets.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And then I'll be done.
Yep. Then we'll be done.
Just buy 450 tickets.
Just buy 450 tickets and we'll stop talking about it.
I'll stop talking about it. But then you have to invite 450 of your friends or, you know.
That's doable. I feel like that's doable.
You have that many friends?
In my mind, I do.
On Facebook, you do. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be super fun. I'm excited. January 11th.
January
11th, Sunday
people.
Afternoon in
Save
January.
The date.
Do it.
All right.
What is that?
Oh.
This is the music that I'm going to have to use with Pow the Panda.
That is. You're right. But for this purpose, it's time for the Friday Funny.
Okay, give me
that.
A good one.
Okay. Are you ready for this?
Are you going to stock me up with a bunch of Friday Funnies that I could do at the show?
Totes. Yeah. I can hook you up like a tow truck.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You've never heard that. I can tell by your face.
I took a moment. I was like, that's funny.
All right. How does Moby Dick celebrate his birthday?
Okay, Moby Dick. I'm thinking too academic on
you
this.
You are. With a whale like... of a party.
Oh, wait.
Wait, come on.
But I forgot that part.
With a whale of the party. See, I'm going like, you know, I'm thinking about...
You're like, mathematically, what's his DNA? What's in his DNA strands? She's way overthinking things this morning, people.
I know.
All right. Well, I can't wait for the Louisville Family Fun birthday party. Write it down. January 11th, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you.